And new to us is Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day. It's been eons since he's joined us. Good morning.
It has been a number of days. Good morning.
Yeah. Last Friday. It seems like a long time ago.
It does. It does.
Welcome back. How was your Christmas?
It was good. It was, we had a pretty quiet Christmas Eve. John and Grace came over, and we did make it to my dad's to see him on Christmas Day.
Okay.
So, watched the Packer game together, and so that
something
was
you don't
fun.
Regularly do.
I don't. You know, it was interesting. I was saying that I don't generally watch football games, but when I do, I'm immediately back in it, and
nice.
You know, I'm calling penalties and yelling at referees. And,
yeah, you do yell at the TV. You
know, yeah.
I've noticed myself yelling at the TV in the past related to political comments, but otherwise
sure.
It's nothing like football to yell at the TV.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and so it was fun to kind of fall back into that. And, yeah, my dad had made the same comment as well. That he said, you don't normally watch a lot of football anymore. And I said, I don't. I enjoy it when I do.
Yep.
But, you know, I could very easily get overwhelmed by getting sucked in and spending a lot more time watching sports.
So. That was a nice game. They came from 20-10 down at the half to win 26-20. So there you go.
It was good. It was fun to watch that.
There you go. Well, boy, I had a tough question for you this morning, and maybe you won't answer it right away. But it's which path is right? The Forrest Gump approach, where you just kind of let life happen, or the P.T. Barnum approach in The Greatest Showman, where you go out and make it happen?
Oh, man. That's a tough question.
Yeah, maybe you're going to need a day to think on that one.
Yeah. I mean, I have some immediate ideas.
Okay.
You know, I would say that I appreciate the P.T. Barnum approach of going out and making things happen. But I also think it's very important for us to live in the present and really pay attention to what's going on around us. And so there's probably an element of Forrest Gump in there as well.
I think from us, and maybe tomorrow I'll complicate it a little more because
sure.
There's a spiritual directive that to me seems that we hold up the idea of letting it happen.
Yeah.
And yet we also applaud those who make it happen. So, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
All right. Philippians 1:3-5 is we went to Philippians because, you know, it's winter and it's dark and it's cloudy and we need some joy. So there we go.
Sure. So that means I got to go and find Philippians.
You do.
Philippians 1:3-5.
Yeah.
All right. Because every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Whenever I pray, I make my requests for all of you with joy, for you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now.
And in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary, you tackle those three verses pretty with a lot of brevity. You say, even though Paul wrote this letter from a Roman prison, his tone was exuberant, although his way of being to affect how you live in the world, allow his way of being to affect how you live in the world, whether you're suffering or peaceful. Remember that my kingdom is constantly advancing, which should fill you with joy as you share the gospel.
Yeah, that can be a challenging one to remember, and that's maybe more the Forrest Gump approach, the whether suffering or peaceful, right? I mean,
yep.
Whatever's going on in the moment, to really remember that God's kingdom is always at work.
And that's why I chose this. I feel like, you know, we could use, with the state of the world and the state of the weather, we could use some help reminding us joy is not dependent on our circumstances in Christ. So.
Amen. That sounds beautiful.
Very good. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Your voice sounds normal. Mine is working its way back. So
it's getting there. It sounds better than it did last week.
Very good. Thanks, friend. All right. Jason Cairns from jasoncairns.com. Best 5 minutes of the day. May have been less than 5 minutes today. We don't pull that off a lot of times. Well, Twyla Paris with a birthday today. She turned 64. Yeah, we share your age when you're a CCM artist or a celeb. 64. One of my memories of Twyla Paris, I started working for WIB in November of 85. And it's weird I can remember this, but it was, I can give you the exact day. It was March 15th, 1986. A bunch of friends and I went to the Twyla Paris Steve Green concert at Eau Claire Memorial High School Auditorium. It was so packed that the concert was simulcast right here on WWIB. So many great songs. And this is an artist who I know affected my wife, who's 10 and a half years my junior, but impacted her as a kid, me as a young 20-something announcer here at WWIB. I just look at the list. We could play Twyla Paris songs certainly the rest of the hour. We'll start off with this one, though. A reminder that our personal infinite God is in control. On the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Welcome back, Caleb.
Thank you.
Tell you what, we got to
push. It's been a moment, hasn't it?
It has been. And you got some news. So tell you what, later in the half hour, we push off Win It Wednesday, maybe to the next half hour. We want you to just kind of have an open slate, a chance to share here, okay?
There's been a lot that's gone.
Looking for the proper tune, as certainly we are family. Even one of our listeners dropping by a care package this morning. Thank you for the tea and other goodies. And so I left you something there, even to the left of your console,
yes,
right?
I know. We've got diapers, and not only diapers, you know children have
that's right.
Their Paw Patrol diapers.
There you go.
Thank you so much. And I think we've got some wipes there, too. Yeah, you know what the greatest needs of our family are right now.
Directed by my wife.
Thank you so much.
How about Micah Tyler? Welcome to the family on WIP.
18 past 7, 28 degrees. It has been a minute.
Yeah.
Since I've sat in this chair, since I've sat across from you, my friend, it's been a bit. Dawson has been fantastic in my absence. I have to be honest, I haven't had the chance to tune in a lot because life.
Sure.
So, for those who weren't aware, we were expecting our wonderful son, and he did finally arrive. It seemed like we were on baby watch from the end of November onward, but he finally arrived on the 17th, 9 days late, when we were convinced that he was going to arrive very early, and instead he arrived 9 days late because he's just his own person. And after that, I'd planned to take some time off anyway, but it was a little bit different than what we had expected, anticipated, hoped, because when you're getting ready to go home from the hospital and the night before you get a call from the doctor from his home, you think something might be up.
Yeah.
And so they told us his temperature had been elevated. Maybe some of you sages out there are nodding your heads wisely and saying, oh, yes, you know, anything above 98.6 is not good for an infant. I guess I didn't know that or had forgotten that, but he had an elevated temperature, which, again, in an infant in a body that small is the sign of infection. And for a child that young, what it meant was he needed to be put on antibiotics immediately and be kept under 24-hour observation, the Mayo Special Care Unit, which, again, I am beyond grateful for the absolute love, the empathy, the kindness, the compassion from everyone there, but particularly those nurses were just incredible people. But the normal birth and stay turned into an 8-day stay for our little boy, Theodore. We're calling him Teddy. An 8-day stay for Teddy in the Mayo Special Care Unit. But thanks be to God, he is healthy, he is well, and we got to bring him home. Initially, we were kind of told that, well, you got a plan to be here a while, and we were starting to make plans to be spending Christmas in the hospital. But God was gracious to us, was kind to us, and so Teddy came home on Christmas Eve. And even though Christmas looked very, very different this year, to trim away everything that maybe doesn't matter as much and bring it down to just our family, to being together and to being grateful to the one who gives all of that is kind of what Christmas became for us this year. And so we're thankful to have our son home. I'm thankful for the lessons that I was taught, because I think when I became more acquainted with what my wife does every single day and had to take on that role, there were more than one instance in that time late at night where I just had to ask the Lord for strength, because I said, I can't. Like, I'm so spiritually, physically, and mentally just thin and worn down, exhausted, and said, I can't care for these children. I can't care for my family without you. And it's good. It's hard. It's so hard, but it's good. It's good to be put in a position of complete dependence. Maybe we'll play that song from Stephen Curtis Chapman later on, Declaration of Dependence, where we say, there's nothing I can do without you. I'm shot. I'm spent. It has to be you. from here on out. And what better time than Christmas to learn or relearn that lesson, right?
Huh, for sure.
So that's where I've been. But it's good to be back. Probably going to be spending a lot more time at home during the workday in the next week or so than I usually would to make sure that I am taking that first role, that primary role that I have as a husband and father seriously. But it's good to be here and good to be back.
Teddy may be a little infant, but I mean, he's pretty good size.
Pretty good size, yeah. 9 pounds, 12 ounces, and 23 inches long. And I think I told you in a text, how he's got a great wingspan.
That's
so
right.
Maybe a shot blocker.
There you go.
Maybe Giannis will have some competition.
A great prize on the line here on a Win It Wednesday, WWIB, as we welcome back Caleb. For the first time since a long time ago.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Yes.
Was the last time we did a show together.
That's for sure. And 723-2555, we've got Whippoorwill this morning. We've got a five-letter word that Caleb has identified, and we're going with it. And so you guess a letter. If you're right, you get to keep guessing. The catch is you only get to guess the word one time.
715-723-2555. What's the prize this morning?
The prize is great. How about a value basket from Culver's, a double deluxe value basket, plus a two-scoop sundae.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
That sounds really good. I love Culver's so much. All right, 715-723-2555. If you haven't won anything from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call 723-2555. It starts with 26 options on the board, 26 letters. In the alphabet, of course, those correspond to. Let us know what your choice of letter is. And again, if you get one right, you can keep on guessing. If you don't get one correct, you can hang up and try again. Just one guess at the word, as Halva mentioned. 715-723-2555. We want to send one of you to Culver's to get some goodies.
Who doesn't want to go to Culver's, huh?
Right? 715-723-2555 is the studio line. 723-2555 for that Culver's value basket and the two-scoop sundae.
Always good to guess a vowel early on. This word has a vowel, of A-E-I-O-R-U. Go ahead.
And I think we're trying not to mix too many games together here, but I think we could go out on a limb, too, and say, sort of like Jeopardy, there's actually a double, a daily double in this one. There's one letter where if you guess it, you're going to fill up two spaces.
There you go. So a couple of hints right away.
Let's go here. I believe this is our friend Brian from Oliva, who's a multiple champion.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Brian. What letter?
Hey, good morning. I'm going to say the letter D as in dog.
D as in dog.
No D.
It's not in there. No D. All right. Try again, Brian. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Phone lines are open right now, and you can get right on through. 25 letter options left. And as we mentioned, there's one lurking out there that is a double today.
There you go. 723-2555. Culver's. Double deluxe value basket and a two-scoop sundae on the line.
The thing is, are the kids still home from school? Because there's a lot of families probably who are advantage of the time to sleep in a little bit,
too. It is the holidays.
715-723-2555 for Whippoorwill Wednesday, a Win It Wednesday here on the Whip Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel. We want to give away some Culver's prizes for you. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What letter is your guess?
E is in Edward.
E as in Edward.
No E.
No E. Try again. Thank you for calling.
There is a vowel. There's one vowel. I'm going to go ahead and say that because there's one letter is in there twice, so you're going to really score with that, and there's one vowel, five-letter word.
Go ahead. What's your guess?
Letter A.
Letter A.
Yes.
You got the vowel. That is correct.
Right in the middle of the word. Right in the middle.
Guess again.
N.
N. Is there an N in there?
No N.
Not an N. All right. Thank you. Try again. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Roy from Eau Claire.
Roy from Eau Claire. All right. There's an A smack dab in the middle. What is your guess? No more vowels. No more vowels. All consonants remaining.
I want to say L.
L. Is there an L in there?
No,
not an L.
Sorry.
Not an L. But Roy, you're welcome to call back. 715-723-2555. I think we might have another multiple time champion on the line. Is this by chance Sherry from Bloomer?
No, this is her husband, Gary.
Oh, well, hey, Gary from Bloomer. Sherry and Gary. All right, go ahead, Gary. What?
I'm going to try letter R.
R.
There is an R
in there? There is. It's right after the A. So we have blank, blank, A-R, blank. Go ahead, Gary from Bloomer. Guess again.
How about H?
H. Is there an H?
No.
Not an H. Not an H. All right. All right. Try back. You can call back. Certainly. Keep it in the family.
So we know there's no D, E, H, L, or N. No D, E, H, L, or N. There is a A, R, letters 3 and 4 in this 5-letter word, and one letter in the word is in there twice.
All right, go ahead and guess. You're on the air. The WIB Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday.
S as in Sam.
S as in Sam. Not only do you get one ding, you get two dings because you found the double letter.
Beginning and the end, Vicky and Eau Claire.
All right, Vicky, so what have we got, Havel? We've got S.
Blank A-R-S.
S blank A-R-S. Vicky, what do you think?
T as in Thomas.
T as in Thomas. What is that word, Vicky from Eau Claire?
Stars.
Stars.
And Vicky, well, you're done. The winner today.
Vicky, we're going to get you some Culver's. How about that?
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake Culver's. Such great supporters of the ministry here at WWIB. Vicky, hang on the line. You know the drill. We'll get you some prizes.
Well, it is bowl season. All sorts of college bowl games, all times of the day or night, right?
Yeah, last night the Badgers were in the, what was it, the Guaranteed Rate Bowl
in Phoenix.
I think I saw another, like, Ticketmaster something bowl. There's, right. Like, a ServPro First Responders Bowl. There's all sorts of bowls sponsored by different entities. And here's one that may not be officially sponsored, but is very interesting and comes from right here in the great state of Wisconsin.
That's right. It's a New Year's Day game flush with tradition, the Toilet Bowl.
For decades, the small southeastern Wisconsin town of Eustisford has welcomed the new year with their version of a bowl game. I actually have heard of Eustisford because I covered them when they were playing McDonnell in a state boys basketball championship game.
Well, it wouldn't be much of a bowl without a parade, so the festivities include a parade through town, coronation of a toilet bowl, king and queen, and bratwurst grilled by firefighters. Oh, so Wisconsin.
Right. I mean, New Year's Day, dead of winter, January 1st, and you've got brats on the grill. Of course, just before the strike of noon on New Year's Day, residents arm themselves and take up positions along the sidewalk to throw toilet paper at neighbors and strangers who are in the parade. Can you imagine if you were driving through Eustisford? Like, you're just driving, and all of a sudden people start chucking toilet paper at your vehicle.
What is going on? Right. The origin of Eustisford's New Year's Day toilet bowl is a bit murky, but most remember it this way. A couple of different businesses started an outdoor touch football game many years ago as a way to work out the cobwebs of New Year's Day, maybe that they'd felt from too much celebrating, that eventually morphed into a toilet bowl parade.
That's it's Wisconsin, but
through
I just love that they chuck toilet paper and grill bratwurst, and the firefighters grill the bratwurst for you too to make sure everything's safe.
Yep.
Oh, goodness. Only in Wisconsin.
A little bit different. The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB welcoming Caleb back today. And your little guy, Teddy.
Yes. So glad to have him home. And, man, it's tough. I mean, I'm glad to be back here, but you miss him. Uh-huh. You miss being close by.
I saw a wonderful picture yesterday where it's all four of your kids there. I mean, there's Teddy right in the middle, Lily in the middle, and you got Cooper. And you got Nora, and that was a great picture.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and again, you know, some of them are a little more tentative than others about holding him, too. And, of course, we want him to be careful. But I think they are warming up to him. And it took a little while before they got to see him. And I think that was kind of the tough thing with 8 days in that special care unit. Normally, you think, okay, you're at the hospital for a night or two, and then you come home, and the siblings meet him. But instead, they had to meet him over video at first. And so to actually get to see and hear and touch him and snuggle with him, too, it was kind of took a long time, but worth the wait, I hope.
And I got to think, I mean, thinking of you and praying for you and your family during that week, because, you know, to have it's after that long wait, 9 months plus, and then
9 months and 9 days
and then another week. I mean, it was just like bursting. And so, anyhow.
Yeah, and again, just God showed himself faithful, as he always, always is. And even things, I was just looking at something, I mentioned it a little bit before we came on the air here, how a study a couple years ago found how many people were Zoomed out, like they were so tired of connecting with people through the pandemic on Zoom or, you know, on video chat. But also, what a gift that is, because my kids were able to talk and see their mom, to see their little brother too, even when he was 20 minutes away in the hospital in the special care unit, because again, they for safety for Teddy and for all the other kids there, you know, that couldn't uh-huh. be allowed to go in there and visit. And so, you know, even something that we get so tired of, right, was a boon and a blessing to my family. And I think of just how many people here reached out, the kindness, the prayers, the way that people from my church supplied some incredible yeah. meals. Because when I was trying to step into my wife's very, very large caregiving shoes mm. and do all the things, and it's like, I had no idea. There's just constant mm. stuff. And you also get to the point where it's like, man, if the kids could just run around naked and eat one meal a day, maybe I'd actually have some time for myself. But no. No, so can't do that.
No.
Can't do that. But yeah, just very thankful for the little blessings. Maybe appreciate well, more.
My wife and I would always say, whoever's at home has the harder job with the kids. When you factor into that, you know, being pregnant as your wife has been and now giving birth to a new one and homeschooling, it only multiplies it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Daddy did the best he could with the school, but I'm thankful that it was close to Christmas. So we got through it and hopefully became closer one another.
Welcome back to you and welcome to the world, Teddy.
Yes. So glad to have our baby home.